song.
Yes.
I got an urgent question.
I'm ready, baby.
Does San Diego have a conventional uniform?
Yes, they do. This is what we are now calling the town uniform or something.
They had the Mexican uniforms on.
Yes, they did. And boy, does that catcher look like he might have grown up in Pablo's hometown, doesn't he?
Yeah.
That guy with the crazy hair and the big
what about
hat?
The camouflage uniform yesterday?
That they have used for years on Sundays, military. All the military that's around there. They've used that on Sundays. But, Joe, every team is doing this. The Boston yellow one.
I don't like that. I disapprove.
That's, somehow they've tied that in with the marathon and the bombing and the whole thing.
Okay.
But it's an attempt to sell jerseys, and we are going to show what the hell's the word I'm thinking of. It's something to identify closer with the community or through
here
a message.
You're talking?
We're going to have one next year. We haven't had a lot of them have been unveiled. Like, I don't know, the Brewers might be a beer one or something. I don't know. But the Twins are going to have one next year. And, of course, it's the same reason the Timberwolves have four uniforms,
right,
including the city uniform.
City.
It's to sell jerseys.
Right.
So, and this is to sell jerseys. And, it was a little funky by my taste, but apparently on Twitter it was extremely popular. It's kind of to identify with the Mexican heritage.
Boy, San Diego draws well.
They are now. They're the only thing left in town.
Yeah.
The football team's gone. They had a basketball team 40 years ago, the Clippers, and they have a minor league hockey team, an AHL team, but they've never had an NHL team. So the only, you know, it's like the fifth biggest city in the country, and it doesn't, it only has one sports team. So the Padres, and it's a great ballpark downtown. And
I love the ballpark.
Yeah, it's great. It's a heck of a ballpark. And today made a big trade. They gave up Taylor Rogers, who had been out there and was in heaven with his new wife in San Diego, gets to play against his brother's team, twin brother's team, 18 times a year, half the games in California. He's going to Milwaukee. And along with three prospects, and Josh Hader, the great lefty reliever for the Brewers, is going to San Diego. So that
did the Twins do
today.
Anything yet?
Not yet. Then they won't do much because they don't have much of a minor league system. And
the second half's pitching. Not bright here.
No, it's not. It is not bright. They got two good days of pitching and still didn't win a game. But everybody. I mean, okay, if you're going to make a big trade, you give up one of the young guys, you know?
Yeah.
Kirilloff, bad wrist. He's done again for the third time. Larnick, he's missed. He's out for 8 weeks. Miranda, I don't know how much you'd get for him. So they have had an incredible run of injuries here and everything else. But this pitching cannot stand. This pitching will not stand. So, the Cleveland and the White Sox haven't really been playing that well to catch them, but they have anyway.
Right.
Rocco went off a little Friday night. The usual very supportive Rocco basically ripped his team on Friday night, so I was happy to see that.
Yeah,
but
that's unheard of for Rocco.
Yes. Rocco said, however, he would, because after playing Milwaukee, which has used its bullpen to, you know, they get through five innings and here they come. He says, we want to create a bullpen like that. Okay, Rocco, you got one. You only need three more, right? You got one of those guys. You know, so anyway,
all right.
It was,
can I have my live tirade?
By the way, one other thing. They have 20 home games this month.
Who?
The Twinks.
Yep.
20 home games in August. They better get their act back together here.
Henrik Stenson wins the LIV tournament.
Yes, he does.
$4,375,000.
Mm-hmm. So he won $4 million for winning, and then he must have gotten a team bonus, too.
I don't like this.
I don't like it either.
They got Ivana Trump planted on that golf course.
Why? Where is Ivanka? How come she? How could she let her mother be treated like this?
They're teeing off right over her plot or something.
Why don't they marry? Why don't they bury her in a cemetery someplace?
Plus, he got a tax break.
Central Park or something. He's a, you know. He had a great quote yesterday. Did you see that tweet about it?
No, I don't see tweets.
Biden does not have COVID. He's just has dementia.
I didn't see that one.
Blah, blah, blah. Ripped him. Don, he beat you by 7 million votes. Mm-hmm. You're the only jackass in America that could have lost to him.
Right.
And you got your ass kicked. And guess what? You might be the only Republican who can run next time who will get beat.
Right.
Who will get beat. You're the only guy hated enough to lose to Joe Biden by 7 million votes. And, you know, did you ever look in the mirror in the morning and say, the whole country's down on Biden, and I got beat by 7 million votes by this guy? I must be a piece of dog poop on somebody's shoe if I can do that.
No, he doesn't look at it that way.
He doesn't look at it that way. No, he doesn't. But in those moments when we have to judge ourselves honestly.
I don't think that'll ever be his moment.
I never have that moment.
Even if he gets the 15 minutes. Even if he gets the 15 minutes, he won't do it.
No, because, you know, there are times that I reflect and say, I could have done some things differently.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
Even in recent times, right. I could have done something differently. You know, I guess that never occurs to him.
No.
You got beat by 7 million votes by this guy you're making fun of. So, and the rest of the country's making fun of him too.
But he doesn't have thoughts or plans. He has impulses.
Yes. So
he doesn't think through.
Yeah. Anyway, that's a.
Can
that's
I get back to Liv? Topic. Was that on TV?
Well, yeah, Donald was on at Donald's golf courses. There is some thought that one reason for this is gives the Saudis a chance to put more money in Don's pocket because
mm-hmm.
they're using his golf courses. I think it's only still on streaming. I have YouTube TV, and I got a lot of streaming, and I have not seen any opportunity to watch it.
Meanwhile, Tony Finau wins 2 weeks in a row.
Way to go, Tony. Isn't it funny how you go for like 5-6 years, you can't win one, you have all these chances, and you finally win one. Now he's won 3 this year, right?
Yep.
That's 3.
And now he's got a lot of kids that run out there.
5 of them.
He's got 5 to run out there.
I heard that when he won here at 3M, they had the media went in.
Yep.
To sit down to do the interview, and his kids were in all the front row seats. They had to shag the kids. Get those feet out kids out of here. We got to talk to the old man.
Yeah.
So 5 of them. So, but yeah, that's good. He's when he's rolling it, he's pretty damn good, and he's making some putts. I watched a little bit of it.
Have you ever heard of that Pendrith guy?
No, never had heard of
him. He was a draft choice by the NHL.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
He's got some muscles.
Mm-hmm.
He's got some muscles, but that's I'm nice. For some reason, I root for Tony.
You ever meet Bill Russell?
I think I was in his presence a couple of times, but I never had a chance to really interview
him.
Neither
did I.
Goes back to the mid-50s when he won 2 straight national championships with San Francisco. First team ever to have 3 black starters,
mm-hmm.
and they won back-to-back, and they lost 1 game in those 2 years. 1 year they were unbeaten, the other game they lost. The other year they lost once. And then him and K.C. Jones off that team both ended up with the Celtics. And, of course, if our guy Sid was alive,
mm-hmm.
we would get the story about how he had made a trade that would have give him the chance to draft Bill Russell,
mm-hmm.
but Dick Enroth, he was going to trade Vern Mikkelson to the Celtics and get their number one draft choice,
mm-hmm.
which Arbach says is a load of crap. But and then Dick Enroth, the announcer, loved Mikkelson and convinced the owners not to allow Sid to make the trade. Otherwise, we could have had Bill Russell.
Well, the owners
and
being who? Max Winter?
Morris Chalfin,
I think,
and Ben Berger. Ben Berger was the main guy there, and that he convinced to not. I had to write that and put it in the book but I never believed it.
No.
I never believed it. There's several things. You know, I always told Sid, that's okay if you forgot some of these stories, because we're going to write a sequel after you're gone called The Truth. But anyway, it was but Russell, what I mean, I remember him as a great player. You know, you got to remember the NBA was about 10 or 12 teams back then when they were winning all those titles in a row. And the playoffs was not the grind that it is now. But, you know, you win, what, 10 out of 11, right?
That's they settled it by April 29th.
Yes.
13-year career seemed short to me for him.
Yeah, I think he coached the last 2 years.
Yeah,
right?
He's a player coach.
Yeah, he was a player coach. And I thought he played a little longer than that, too.
Oh.
I did see that. He and but he was, like, with Musburger, I think, and a couple other guys, he was on the national telecast for the NBA.
Right.
And after his career was done. And he was Madden before Madden. He was very analytical, but had this great cackle.
Yep.
And always was Joe. He was like Barkley, except with actual analysis.
Right.
But he was funnier than hell, and he laughed at his own jokes.
He had a great laugh.
And somebody forgot me. One time, some guy got knocked to the floor, and they didn't call it. And he's, you know, how no harm, no foul.
Right.
He said, no autopsy, no foul. So he was very quick-minded and, of course, big in the civil rights movement. He didn't. It didn't seem like he was as public as he could have been, right? After it was all over, he wasn't out there all the time. You know, it's interesting to read his stuff about the boss, the way he was treated by some of the neighbors.
I don't like sports books, but I almost feel like reading his book.
Yeah. Yeah. He had the neighbors that he was living in a neighborhood that wasn't used to having black folks in Boston. His quote was, I won for the Celtics, not for Boston.
Right.
Because apparently some of it was pretty ugly. But, you know, that's the way it
was.
Well,
he was one of those guys who would refuse to play if the hotel wouldn't accommodate him.
Yes, yes.
Well, more power to him.
Yes, right. Yeah. They tell that story with Elgin. I mean, Elgin Baylor didn't come to the Lakers until 58, 59. And they still had they went to Louisville to play, and they tried to get him to go to a different hotel. And, you know, the team walked out and went to some other. They all went to the lesser hotel where he'd been booked.
Was Auerbach a champion of Russell? He had to be.
Oh, God, yes.
He won him 11 titles.
Yeah, he made him he turned the franchise around and made it into the greatest dynasty in sports history. That's for sure. But, I've always said that one of the thrills of my long career is the night that I'd been trying to get a hold of Jim Brown for 2 weeks because he had this thing coming up on TV, this documentary.
Yeah.
And I finally, on a Thursday, called the guy. I wanted to write it for a Sunday, and it took 10 days, and they were promised me I was going to get a call. And I got a call from him at 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah, I remember you telling me.
2 hours.
Yeah.
2 hours. It was unbelievable. Yeah. I would have loved to have done that with Bill Russell.
Yeah.
Because he was, the stories he could tell, I would have been
amazing. Any athlete ever won, not counting golf majors, has any athlete ever been part of 11 titles?
In a major sport?
Yeah,
I don't think so. Well, I think Bob Ryan had a tweet. Bob Ryan had a tweet that he played in 15. He won 15 straight loser go home games.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he won 15 straight decisive games. Game 7, game 5, game. He won 15 in a row, 15-0 in those decisive games, which
is
pretty
amazing.
That. No, no, it's it was.
And he wasn't a prolific scorer. He was a rebounder.
He didn't have to be. He was a great. You know, he played defense at a time when defense was not real popular in the league. But poor old Wilt, you know, Wilt would get 40.
Yeah.
And or half the Wilt would take 30 shots, and Russell would take 12, and Russell beat him all the time. Mm-hmm. I mean, Russell had a better supporting cast, obviously, but Wilt, He just, I guess he and Wilt got along well, but even though
was Wilt Kansas?
Yeah, for 2 years, freshmen weren't eligible. Sophomore year, he made it to the national championship game, and they lost. And then junior year, everybody held the ball on him, and you know, fouled him, and nobody played basketball against him, and he said the hell with it, and he went and played a year with the Harlem Globetrotters.
Oh, that's right.
Before, because back then your graduating class had to be passed before you could go and play in the NBA. So Wilt, I don't know if Wilt was a smart guy, but I don't think he pursued college with too much vigor.
I don't think so.
With too much vigor, so.
The Vikings play this week.
If we read his biography, he might have been distracted when he could have been going to class.
Well, there were some statistics.
Yeah, that's right. He might have been distracted.
He led the league in a number of categories that way.
Hey, we should mention Deshaun Watson, the judge, the woman judge who was supposedly going to be a neutral party, gave him a 6-game suspension today.
Mm-hmm.
But the NFL says they have the legal right to the Goodell. I don't know why they were using this woman as a neutral arbitrator, because Goodell is going to try to make that longer, I think. So anyway, if he gets away with only a half a season, then the Cleveland Browns weren't quite as stupid as we thought they were going to be.
Where did Baker Mayfield end up?
Carolina. Which also has Sam Darnold, right? They got two of the top five draft choices from the from that year. That the same draft was Darnold the second quarterback taken.
I think so.
I think he was. Yes.
What's wrong with your mic?
Over here,
your
mic doesn't work.
It's not working. We're working on it right now. We're in communication. Yes, sir.
Somebody put in an emergency call for Joey D. He could
call
fix
the microphone department.
Call the microphone department. Yes, do we have a microphone department?
I don't think so.
By the way, have you been down the hall to the old studio?
Yes.
My feet get sticky.
Oh, that's been solved.
Not today.
Well, there's carpeting now.
Not in our place.
Oh, I didn't get
that
far.
The women's station.
Yeah, they got carpeting.
They got carpeting, but we don't have it yet. And, you know, I'm walking around. My shoes are sticky. I'm putting a lot of force into that glue, you know. And
I know.
My shoes are sticky. I don't know. Let's get her going here. What the hell? Look, come on.
I thought the Vikings played this week. Hello?
No, not till 17th.
Oh.
They got 2 weeks before. They only play 3 exhibitions now.
Oh, good.
Which is good, because they had to add that regular season game. So they only play 3x, unless you're stuck with the Canton game, right? I don't know who, somebody gets stuck with the Canton game. So they still have that. But, they don't play. But did you see, we have been asked not to video as
Yeah,
fans.
We don't want to give the enemy
big,
big anything.
Thing. We don't want the enemy. And, you know, right away there was a video of Kirk Cousins throwing a pass to Justin Jefferson.
Yep.
The other team would have never known that was coming. What is wrong with you people? You know what I'd do? If I was a hard-drinking Packer fan from New Richmond or Somerset
come
or
to
something,
practice.
I would come over, kind of cover up my jersey.
Well, no, reverse your coat, your Viking jacket.
Yes. And then, all of a sudden, be up there videotaping everything I could and then reveal that I'm a Packer fan.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be fun? Wouldn't that be fun? It would be, God almighty. Then Adolfo Mensa kind of pretty much rips Cousins in USA Today, but now he wants to say he was misconstrued.
Ah.
Yes. So, I don't know, but God. You know what it is? You put that on the board and people say, oh, I can videotape that. I can put this on my cell phone if I want to.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hey, that sounds good. Then I can show my friends I was at practice.
People went to the practice.
Oh, God, yes. Oh, I'm sure.
They filled the bleachers.
Mm-hmm. Because they got a big kiddie land out there, right? A better place for the kids to play than they used to have in Mankato. So they got a big kiddie land out
and
there.
And I saw the pass that was thrown to Jefferson.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the quarterback?
Cousins.
He wasn't being rushed or anything. We're just fooling around.
Yes, but we don't want the opponents to see this.
No.
They had, as Judd pointed out, they showed they were having a walkthrough with three safety deep, which is apparently a defense. And he's going to say, boy, they're all scrambling to change their offensive attack now when they see that. I don't know about these guys. This O'Connell, by the way, he was in New England for a while, which was a team that would never spy on anybody's practice, right?
No.
He was
no.
For Belichick, right? So, anyway. What
well,
else?
Are you going to the yard tonight?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't want to watch the Tigers. I'm sorry. Yeah. Hey, Russo reporting that our guy Kaprizov is in the United States of America. He came through Greece, I guess, and is already here. And
does he have siblings?
No idea.
Well, get the family and move him here, and don't go back to that hellhole.
Yeah, well, I
that's
don't.
What I would do. He's got enough money.
I wonder if they charged him to get out. What do you think? I bet they got some kind of a ransom from him.
They're all liars and thieves. The people who run the country. They're
yes,
all cheaters.
They
something happened.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he had to pay somebody.
So the Gophers just hired a young lady for their sports information department, and her last name is spelled Puttin.
No.
Puttin.
Uh-oh.
So
Puttin.
I checked.
Puttin.
She pronounces it Poteen.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Good for her. I congratulated her on the pronunciation of Poteen, because people could mistake that.
You That's
know,
right.
You only got one extra T in there, so good for her. She's a Poteen, not a Putin. Putin. Not even a Putin, which sounds too much like Putin. What are they going to do? I see we got to give up one of the provinces out there, the Donetsk or whatever it is. We're telling everybody to get out, that the Ruskies are gonna take that over.
What if Pelosi lands in Taiwan? We're going to have a war? You followed this case? Pelosi's got a traveling delegation. She's threatening to go to Taiwan.
Mm-hmm.
Well, China says she better not.
We're not.
Now we got ships in the area.
Yeah, we're worried about that.
I don't want to go to war for Pelosi.
Let's not star in. Let's not agitate the Chinese while there's other things going on. We can't afford both of those, can we?
Well, the Chinese are Putin and Taiwan's Ukraine, and some reason we got to have Pelosi go there. I don't want that to happen.
No, I don't know. I don't know, Nancy.
She's going, it says here. China military warning, missile strike video. Taiwan readies for conflict. Okay, great.
And was she told to go, or what's going on?
But Biden claims he has no say in whether she goes or not. This is just some perk of her gig where she and her traveling companions go to Hawaii and Singapore and Taiwan and have tea and talk about stuff. And U.S. aircraft carrier and amphibious assault ships are operating near Taiwan.
Yeah, I think that's been a fear that the Chinese would decide to take over Taiwan. But what do they care? We recognize Taiwan, so
they don't want us to.
Well, I know, but that would not be good if they decide to go in there and take that over. That would be bad.
Well, so, I'll tell you what.
I got it. So I had some fun with my Sunday column because Jim, I was watching the 10-1 game with Jim.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever Jim is available, I try to get him to tell the story again about his Babe Ruth League coach. Did you see this? Jack Andrews was the local druggist. And Jack had the benefit of coaching when no parents ever went to practice
right.
or anything, you know, but rarely went to games if they were out of town. But Jack, 13, 14, 15, Babe Ruth, and Jim's mother's working someplace. I can't get him, so he rides to the game with Jack, right?
Yep.
And
he was the Prior Lake drugstore guy?
Yeah, Prior Lake drugstore guy, Jack. And it's Prior Lake Gold against arch rival Shakopee Owens, Illinois. And Jim was like one of the two catchers, and he wasn't playing that night. But apparently someone even slower than him was put in. So Jim was put into pinch run.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they were run down or not. But Jim thought he saw a steal signal, which made no sense to anybody.
Right.
Except Jim, apparently. And he got thrown out by like 30 feet. Not 30, but he said substantially. Right. There was no real decision for them. He got thrown out. And first of all, he gets back to the bench. And all his teammates say, what in the hell are you doing? Why did you try to steal? Because this was back when your teammates would get on you, right?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, not in an evil way, but Jim, what got in your head? But now he's riding back home with Jack, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Jack is like quietly fuming. And finally he says, Ricey, some days, he had this, even though his name was Anders, he had kind of this Norwegian accent. Ricey, some days you can be the hero,
mm-hmm.
or you can be the goat.
Mm-hmm.
And today, boy, you the goat. Jim always tells that story.
I thought maybe that guy wouldn't give him a ride.
No. Well, it was you the goat. And then that was followed by, what are you thinking? Why would I ever give you the steal signal? But it's a very short ride from Shakopee right. to Prior Lake. But it's nice to have a coach who would have hold his youth team to standards. But can you imagine if the local druggist in a town mm-hmm. was telling kids on his 13 to 15 team how rotten they were today, the hell that would be raised. Oh. Nobody, they'd put his drugstore out of business,
oh,
right?
God.
It'd be canceled.
Yes, but the benefit was we never went to the games.
Nope.
The one time Carl Peterson and I went to a game and we were about 60 feet away so we could have a couple of drinks while we were watching it, you know. And Jack, Val Zweber, who was like one of their best players. Val Zweber, one of their best players, was playing second base, and the ball went through his legs, and Jack hooked him right in the middle of the inning. Peterson thought this was the funniest thing he'd ever seen, that he hooked him. Val, you know, get out of there. They ran somebody in. Anyway, that's when America was great, when we had standards from our local druggist for baseball, damn it. So, anyway.
Say, Pat, you have until August 29th to play the legend in the quarry.
Ooh.
On the same day, 36 holes of Minnesota's best golf for one price. Lunch on them between rounds at the Wakuda Grill. It's got the most peaceful overlook in all of northern Minnesota. I'm talking about Giants Ridge, home to the legend in the quarry. You can view 3D course flyovers of the legend in the quarry at GiantsRidge.com. Also, they have group golf rates for eight or more. They'll put together a package for you and your family, a tournament or your buddies. You can learn more about that at GiantsRidge.com. And it's a tank up and a tank back if you're looking at it as a family vacation destination with water recreation, biking, hiking, the newest and largest lift-serve mountain bike park in the Midwest, dining, lodging, and more. Book your tee times online at GiantsRidge.com. Or by calling Giants Ridge at 218-865-8030.
And I paid $389 today for gas.
Where?
So winners out on Medicine Lake Road.
Look at how trained we are to think that's great. It's still more than it was last year.
I know, but it's cheap at twice the price, even though the oil companies accidentally have made more money than they've ever made in their lives here.
I can't blame the oil companies.
Why not?
Well, why should I? They're producing the oil. Let's go.
They're producing the oil, but they're charging you way more than they have to.
But because they don't have any refineries, mm-hmm. they're too short. They're not drilling in enough spaces. They're parceling out what they got. It's supply and demand. They're getting a lot of money for gas.
Yes, they are. They are getting a lot of money for gas. Yeah, but it's down to $389 and looking good.
You're a great candidate, man, for an electric car.
Yeah, but I can't afford it. God
oh,
almighty.
That's the problem. But
I'm
you're a great
spend
candidate.
$80,000. Yeah. No, not electric cars. It'd have to be half gas because I'm not driving to Chicago and pulling over on the side of the road to juice it up for an hour.
No, I have no interest in them. But you are a candidate. I can just tell.
I kind of think a hybrid might be good. The one that does a little bit of both, right?
Well, you want engine left so you don't have to go to some museum for an hour and sit on a bench while your car's charging up outside.
That's what I'm saying. Right. I'm not going to do that. Yeah. I know. Plus, I don't drive enough to. Once I get the. By the way, I'm going to your place to get it. Get the convertible.
Are you going to Schoonovers?
Going to Schoonovers, man alive. I can't say enough good things about them. Instant action.
Right.
Yes. Now I'm taking it over there August 8th, and the part's coming in, and we're going to get, and they're going to have to do it. I got the garage.
Was this the hole in the bumper that the
that was the bride ran into the Bobcat. Yeah. Backed into the Bobcat. But I blame the city of Golden Valley for having too much crap out in front of our house, paving a road that didn't need paving, pissing away taxpayer dollars for no reason, and causing my wife, my poor wife, who isn't as young as she used to be, backing into a Bobcat and punching my hole in my...
What did this do to the game of flaws? It had to quiet it down.
Evened it out.
Yeah, it evened it out.
Because 30 years ago, I smashed up her car.
Yeah.
And she's always mentioned that.
Right.
And now I say, we're even.
Yeah.
I mean, the damage to her car was a little higher than mine. But, you can't give it. Do you, by the way, do you have that on tape from the other day when I was in the car? And I was talking to you, and she's driving, and she's going to move. We're over there on a city street. Broadway and University. I think I used the Lord's name in vain,
didn't I?
Was this Friday?
Yeah. I said, you can't eat. The car was right here. She didn't see it through my fat head.
I called Pat. We did a best of. Mm-hmm. I still called Pat.
Yeah.
His weekly hit on GL, and he was on the phone. Katie was driving the car.
I got to hear that.
Well, it's going to take a minute.
No. Did you clean it up?
Well, of course.
Oh, then I don't want to hear it.
No, but you might still have the original tape.
Yeah, there's no way I'm going to find it in time.
Yeah.
Well, you got nothing else to do.
No. That's, anyway.
The whole system's down.
Anyway, I expressed alarm, to say the least, because it looked like she was going to, she hadn't had an accident in 20 years. It looks like she's going to have two in a week. So
my last words were, stop.
I think my last words were, beep and bleep, holy, don't,
I did one yesterday. I was I went to look at a car for sale, and the guy said, go ahead and drive it, and I took off. It was in the heart of South Minneapolis, and I turned right and realized I was in the bicycle lane.
Mm-hmm.
So I stayed in it. There was no other place to go.
I'd use it all the time.
Yeah.
Make right-hand turns.
Why not?
There's nobody around.
No, there's no bikes.
I'm not going to hit them.
No, there's no bicyclists.
No.
But every street's redesigned to accommodate bicyclists.
Yes.
And I was in their lane. I looked around. There was no bicyclists.
Mm-hmm.
So I stayed there till the next block.
You have permission to use the bicycle lane if there's no bicycles there.
I didn't know that.
I think it's state law. Yeah, I do. I do think.
Well, if it
is, are we still fighting about Hennepin Avenue? By the way,
Have we finally
settled that we're going to let them park there after 8 p.m. or something?
I can't remember. I thought we nixed it.
Oh, we nixed?
I can't remember. I don't remember.
Their tribe, Fry, was going to veto the attempt to not let parking down on Hennepin Avenue. So,
wouldn't you need some?
Yes. Yes, but there's the bike crew, they just want to do this not to help the flow of traffic, not to help the bikes or anything. It's just they hate vehicles, so they don't want them.
Well, you've got an activist group there that wants to take Summit Avenue and turn it into a bike.
Whole paradise?
Yeah.
Well, better watch out.
I think if you do it, everybody on Summit should get a property tax reduction.
Yeah, if you can't use it. They won't win that one, though, will they?
Maybe, oh, hell yes.
Maybe Sunday afternoon.
No, they'll win it. It's just because they're crazy.
Summit Avenue was the one where the guy I saw was riding in the winter on the ice and wobbling in front of me, and I was on the phone. I said, Joe, if he slips and falls in front of me and I run over him, do I have to stop?
Yeah.
They didn't like that one.
No.
They didn't like that one. All righty, that's
all
enough.
Right.
We gave him all we can, considering we're having microphone issues.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. You have heard me discuss my relationship with Josh Arnold for some time. The reason I advocate that you give Josh a call is simple. trust and results. Josh has seen it all when it comes to economic and market conditions. As has been said, through all of our relationship, past results do not guarantee future returns. And while that is true, Josh can make sure that your retirement objectives match your investments. You can understand that Josh will make sure you are not paying more in fees than you are seeing in returns. Yes, that is more common than you would like to think. Do yourself a favor and have a booking with Josh for the 48-minute free evaluation. This is a no-obligation meeting. Call Josh at 952-925-5608. You will be glad that you did.
Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC, a security investment advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice.
Patrick Roycey is a paid endorser.